Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
You know, I never knew this. We've talked to several times before, but we're from the same neck of the woods out in Williamston.
Oh, I didn't know that either,
yeah,
Tony.
Yeah, me neither. I like living out there. It's a good town. A lot of good towns
around. It's a great community.
Go ahead.
I grew up in Pewamo and enjoyed that community very much, but Williamson's been a great home.
Ah, Pewamo, Westphalia.
Yes.
I've never been there, but I should go for a visit, shouldn't I?
You stop at the one flashing light downtown.
Let's stop before we get in trouble with all those great small communities in our listening area. Let's talk about an interesting story. I've talked with many folks about the story, including Mickey Martin, who is the supervisor for Williamstown Township. As you know, back in November, 12 out of 13 communities voted not to pay extra taxes to keep road patrols in their communities. Williamstown Township was one of those that decided to, so they were going to have some extra cash. But what I found interesting, and I didn't hear about this until I started digging around a little bit, the Board of Commissioners had been keeping a little fund of about $800,000 available so that they could give these communities some funding to help them with these efforts. Talk about that.
Well, you're correct with the amount of $800,000. But if one takes that and divides it among the 13 townships based on SCV and population, it's really just one drop of milk in a bowl of cereal. For example, Onondaga Township would only get $60,000 out of it. It costs $10,000 for a deputy, a car, all the equipment. And so the Board of Commissioners put that out there, but in reality, it's totally non-sufficient to accomplish very much. Williamstown Township had a committee that looked extensively at contracting with other units of government. They felt that Meridian Township gave them the best deal. I went to the Board of Commissioners, and I just said, look, they're contracting. The Board of Commissioners doesn't want to be in this business. Give them the money. So Williamstown Township will get $123,000 toward that purpose. But, you know, the $800,000 was really minimal. The fact of the matter, Tony, is the County Board of Commissioners has enough membership that do not want to support any road patrol services. So the sheriff's department essentially becomes a jailing institution. And I'm really disappointed in the trends. We tried to have a ballot issue, 0.65 mils, so the countywide sheriff's department could stay intact. The Board of Commissioners rejected that and never made it to the ballot issue. And we tried many other avenues, but they just have their heels dug in. We have a very anti Sheriff Department, Board of Commissioners, if you will.
Why is that?
Well, we have the vast majority of commissioners represent an urban area that have a police force. Commissioners are elected based on population. So Lansing, East Lansing represents the vast majority of the county board. And their theory is we have our own police force, and it's up to those 13 townships. I always argued it's impossible for 13 units of government to come together and replicate something that one unit can do. But it was a losing argument for the last 3 years.
Is it more important for an Ingham County Board of Commissioner to represent his community or to represent the entire county?
It's more important to represent the entire county.
And why isn't that done?
Because, you know, people, you know, in Lansing, East Lansing, they're driving 96, 127, 52, et cetera. But sometimes in politics, personalities get in the way. There are some people who are angry with a sheriff. There are other people who have personal grudges and just a belief system. Tony, if anybody could ever tell me why politicians act like they act, I would like to know, because it's a great mystery to me. A countywide unified sheriff's department that interfaces with the other units of government is the most effective thing we can have. But that issue, I'm just always baffled. I think Meridian Township and Williamstown did the best they could under the circumstances, and I think Williamstown will be well served. but I'm greatly sad and disappointed with what's happened with the Sheriff's Department.
We're talking.
We've lost 43 people in the last 4 years.
We're talking and with Randy Schaefer, who is an Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Excuse me, Commissioner, for interrupting you. My next question is, it would seem that when you put a budget together, that the most important thing would be the safety and well-being of the citizens that are served. So I would think that the last to get cut would be police services and the infrastructure, the jail for that. But in the case of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners, from what you can see, what is cut, what is decided is that they're just going to cut across the board, and it doesn't matter what it is, it's going to see cuts.
Tony, I probably talk too much about this issue sometimes, but the Board of Commissioners specifically targeted the Sheriff's Department. Jail post was closed. 43 people were laid off. So many of the other departments can raise fees, they can levy fines, they can do a lot of things to sustain themselves, but no department has been hit like the Sheriff's Department. It was a deliberate attempt to eliminate the road patrol services. As a matter of fact, the Board of Commissioners voted to eliminate road patrol services as a priority.
Would you feel comfortable and Mark Grubner has been one person who is against increasing the road patrols throughout the Ingham County area, and he has mentioned that he represents East Lansing. He said that East Lansing pays more taxes into Ingham County than any other community, and that he thinks communities should be self-serving, self-supporting.
Well, Mark Grubner is entirely wrong. Whatever happened with the idea of regionalism, whatever happened to the idea when you leave your little community that you want your family and friends and yourself protected?
Well,
that's pretty well thrown out the door with that.
If I was going to play devil's advocate, I'd say, well, why should a person in East Lansing pay for police patrol for someone out in Williamstown Township when they never go out there, they never travel through there? It's away from their home and area.
Same reason we all support public education, because it benefits the entire country. But everybody leaves their community. And the Sheriff's Department has jurisdiction across the entire county. So what's happened now, we have put canine, drug control policies, water, all those ancillary services, SWAT teams, we put all those at risk because the Sheriff's Department coordinated that with all the other departments. We had support from Chief Wilbert and East Lansing, the entire county, with police chiefs representing those areas, such as Mark Grebner's, strongly supported the Sheriff's Department and said we interface so much, we share resources, we share dogs, we do all this together, that no agency can do alone. And so it's very important to keep that Sheriff's Department intact. We had the courtroom packed with people from the courts, prosecutor's office, state police, etc., saying keep the Sheriff's Department intact. And the Board of Commissioners still voted to eliminate the road patrol services.
All right, Randy, before I let you go, the budget deficit for next year is going to be uglier than it was this year. What do you see that number at, and what's going to happen to balance the budget? A lot more cuts?
Actually, the deficit's not going to be as bad as people thought. It's going to be less than $2 million. We spend a total of $183 million, so I don't see it as a devastating thing at all. I think we just need to streamline a little bit more. There are many other ideas. We could consolidate some of our committees. I propose we consolidate the Register of Deeds and the Clerk's Office, and there are many things that we can do to come up with that $2 million figure. It's not that bad. This Sheriff's Department issue is not an excuse for budget deficits. It was just a deliberate attempt to do it. Mark Grubner, as you said, has always wanted to do this, as has Deb DeLeon.
Randy,
got enough votes to do it.
Randy, we always appreciate your candor. Thanks so much. Enjoy your holiday.
Okay, thank you very much.